Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Kash Patel confirmed as head of FBI, and everybody that I know who's in a position of influence and everybody that I'm interviewing, like I just interviewed Sheriff Richard Mack, everybody's calling for arrests to begin, which is really interesting to me because, yes, I agree that the only way for America to heal is that those who carried out these treasonous crimes against America, and I'll name some of them, they must be arrested and criminally prosecuted, you know, charged and prosecuted. Now, they should all be afforded due process, let's be clear. They all get a trial. They all get to present evidence in their defense. We're all about due process, but they need to be charged and prosecuted. And Sheriff Richard Mack specifically said Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be among those who are criminally prosecuted or investigated. Michael Yon has called for Mayorkas to be criminally charged for human trafficking. And I agree with that. I've underscored that call as well. Mayorkas is, in my mind, a criminal. So is Blinken, for that matter. And a lot of former officials of the State Department, former officials of the FBI who took part in the J6 staged insurrection false flag operation. James Comey, what was his role, huh? And what about Christopher Wray? What was his role? Like, investigations need to be done. We need answers. And on the health side, on the COVID side, Anthony Fauci needs to be criminally investigated. And there are a number of high-level officials at the corrupt FDA and the corrupt CDC and inside HHS, etc. NIH and NIAID, that's where Fauci was, a guy named Collins at NIH, etc. All these people need to be investigated. And if they're innocent, fine. I can live with innocence. If they're guilty, they need to be prosecuted. And I don't think that we can heal as a nation until that happens. Why? Because it's not okay for our government officials to literally get away with murder. They murdered Americans. They committed crimes. They were complicit in homicide. FDA officials are complicit in homicide. They offered emergency use authorization approval for vaccines that they knew were deadly. They knew would kill people. And they pushed them out there anyway. And they even went out of the way to try to smear ivermectin to make sure that people did not have ivermectin as one of the options of treatments that could have saved lives. And those of us who knew about ivermectin and we acquired ivermectin, we use it to save lives, usually our own lives. But the FDA specifically interfered with knowledge of ivermectin, even mocking those who promoted it, and even ordering pharmacies to not fill prescriptions for ivermectin. It's unbelievable the extent that the FDA went to. And guess what? All the evidence of those crimes, it's found in their emails. It's in their emails, it's in their memos, it's in the communications. It can all be found. It can all be traced. And then it can all be prosecuted. And that's exactly what needs to happen. Because if we don't have prosecutions of these criminals inside government who weaponize the federal government and its agencies against the American people, well, then there's no cost associated with future agencies, future government people doing the same thing. They'll say, well, gosh, you know, look, all these people got away with murder. They're not going to come after us for whatever. There have to be consequences within the rule of law. So personally, if I don't see thousands of people prosecuted over the next few years, I will be very disappointed because I know that there are thousands of people who are guilty inside Congress, inside the FDA, inside the FBI, inside the former, you know, DOJ staff, etc. And I am not the only one who thinks this. Like I said, everybody I'm talking to, everybody I'm interviewing, people who are in the know, high-level people, people who I can't name because they tell me things off the record, they all agree. The prosecutions have to happen. Prosecute the traitors, prosecute Mayorkas, prosecute all those who committed treason, who built the bioweapons, who funded the bioweapons, prosecute those who pushed the COVID plandemic and the jabs and the masks and the lockdowns, and who claimed they were doing so in the name of science, but it turns out it was really in the name of tyrants, not science. Prosecute them all. And it'll be a good thing to remove them from society anyway, because they're not good people. They don't have good goals. They're not good faith actors. They have nothing to contribute to society other than pain and suffering and death. And they proved it. That's what they already did. They initiated pain and suffering and death, and they would still be doing that. And they would be locking you up, or me. They'd be throwing us into quarantine death camps if they could get away with it. This is who they are. They are tyrants. They are authoritarians. They are haters of America. And they think that they have the power to do anything to anybody without any consequence, including murdering people. We've got to show them that that is not the case. Our DOJ under Pam Bondi has to demonstrate that this is going to be a nation with a rule of law. Our FBI under Kash Patel has got to prove the same thing. HHS under RFK Jr., Secretary Kennedy now, has got to show the same thing. That's true leadership. And it will send a shockwave message across Washington, D.C. Hey, if you carry out a criminal conspiracy against the American people, you're not going to be able to hide behind the protection of your FBI badge or your FDA badge number or your, you know, your CDC title. You're not going to be able to hide at all. We're coming for you. We're going to prosecute you. And if you've done something wrong, you're going to go to jail. Maybe for a very long time. And if you committed crimes against humanity, you may spend the rest of your miserable life behind bars. That's what has to happen. And I pray that that's what's going to happen. Now then, assuming that we can make progress in that area, we must never forget, we also have to hold our current officials, of course, accountable, make sure that their actions are ethical, moral, and within the legal framework that is constitutional. Now, what's interesting about that is that these entire agencies are all unconstitutional. FDA, unconstitutional. FBI, unconstitutional. CDC, right? EPA, USDA, you name it. DEA, ATF, IRS, all unconstitutional. They have no constitutional grounding whatsoever. None of them should exist. They should all be dismantled if we're going to return to a constitutional republic, which is what America is supposed to be. That's what it was founded as, a constitutional republic. And that's why I say the greatest thing that RFK Jr. could do is shut down the FDA. Really, just shut it down. Go in there and say, well, we've determined that you're just a cabal of criminals. Clearly, you're just puppets of Big Pharma. You're the enemies of America. We're shutting you down. Shut it down. Send them home. Send them packing. That's by far the better outcome. And America would be far healthier as a result. And some people say, well, what about food safety? What about somebody selling crackers that are moldy? Do you realize that there's nothing that could happen in the realm of dirty food that would even come close to comparing to the mass death and suffering and injury carried out by the FDA through the COVID vaccines? There aren't even allegations that some herb killed 1.5 million people. Never happened. Or that some contaminated peanut butter killed a million people. Never happened. Or that moldy bread killed 500,000 people. Never happened. Or that some vitamins killed even 100,000 people. Never happened. But the FDA killed 1.5 million people in America by pushing toxic, deadly jabs. That's never happened out of food or supplements or herbs or homeopathy or natural medicine of any kind. If you had no regulation of food, you would still have fewer deaths than what you have from the FDA existing and pushing death jabs onto the people. You understand what I'm saying? If you eliminated the FDA, you would have fewer people die, even if you had no food safety at all. I'm not suggesting that we have no food safety. I do think basic common sense food safety does make sense, but it can be administered at the state level. Common sense rules, like don't use toxic ingredients in your food, you know? And the FDA doesn't even enforce that. They put sodium nitrite in bacon and it causes cancer. The FDA has no problem with that. All the toxic chemicals in the food supply are all FDA okay. Think about that. They don't protect you from anything. The FDA doesn't reduce deaths. It doesn't reduce harm. It doesn't reduce sickness or disease in America. The FDA gets people killed. And so does the USDA and the CDC. If all of them ceased to exist or if they were shut down, we would be healthier as a nation. We would have fewer injuries and fewer deaths and a lot less sickness. We would also be a lot more free. Imagine a world where somebody like a naturopath that sells herbs can actually tell the truth about those herbs. Hey, these herbs are functional. They can help prevent these diseases. Hey, these herbs contain these nutrients, and these nutrients are shown to have anti-cancer properties. All truthful. None of it currently allowed by the FDA because the FDA wants people to die. The FDA wants people to be injured. They want to hurt people. They are a terrorist organization. Have no illusions. You know, Trump just declared these Mexican drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs. The FDA is a FTO. FDA is a FTO and a WTF at the same time. The FDA has killed more Americans than the narcos, all the narcos combined. They say fentanyl kills something like 60,000 Americans a year. Guess how many are killed by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals and vaccines? In an average year, that's over 200,000 people. In some years, like the COVID years, it could potentially be a quarter of a million or half a million or even more. Because now you're adding all the vaccine deaths on top of all the pharmaceutical deaths that the FDA has been pushing. Look, the FDA sits on top of basically a medical holocaust that does far more damage to America, economic damage, life damage, health damage, than all the Mexican drug cartels combined. It's no comparison. The biggest drug cartel of all is run by the FDA. It's a cartel of prescription drugs. Those are the drug runners. Those are the ones pushing drug addiction more than the cartels. And I'm not saying the cartels are good. I don't want to see fentanyl and heroin and meth. No, but I also don't want to see people putting children on psychiatric drugs and dishonest cancer doctors pimping chemotherapy for people that don't even have cancer because they do that for profit. Makes them a lot of money. I don't want to see, you know, 87 vaccines being given to an 18-month-old infant or whatever the number is over a span of a few years. I don't know the exact number, but it's a lot. And it's way too many. And it's designed to cause damage so that those babies grow up to become future customers of Big Pharma with heart problems, liver problems, metabolic problems, neurological problems, hormonal problems, all caused by vaccine damage. The FDA is right there making sure that those children are harmed and injured and maimed. The FDA is an evil organization of unindicted criminals, and they need to go to jail. Life in prison. If they killed one child in America, they should have life in prison. But we got to let the courts decide, I suppose. So that's going to come down to Pam Bondi, and it's going to come down to maybe some state AGs, maybe some county DAs. I don't know, but the evidence is there. DOJ is finding it. DOJ is going to reveal it. And I just hope and pray that the prosecutors follow the evidence. Prosecute these criminals and lock them up. Only then can we make America great again and make America healthy again. So, in the meantime, protect yourself in every way you can by taking advantage of good nutrition and healthy food choices. Drink clean water. Clean up your diet. Clean up your life. Don't take in a bunch of toxins. Don't use drugs, not even pharmaceutical drugs. Don't take toxic vaccine jabs. Now, don't abuse chemicals of any kind, recreational or otherwise. And when you're ready for some healthy, clean food and superfoods and high-end nutritional supplements, shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. We have outstanding lab testing, mass spec testing, heavy metals testing, aflatoxin testing, glyphosate testing, and more for all your favorite products, healthrangerstore.com. Almost everything certified organic. Super clean. We make it ourselves. We ship it ourselves from Texas. We'll get it to you. And you can help support us in our mission as we support those who are working to prosecute the criminals in our own government. Prosecute them all. Imprison them all. And protect our children from these pharmaceutical and vaccine predators. Merchants of death. Let me play a song for you here, too. I'm going to just add a song and a music video here. It's called Unpacking the Lies That We've Been Fed. This is my most recent song and music video. Enjoy the song. And it's about a film of the same name, which you can find at Brighteon.com. So enjoy the music video. Here we go.
Yeah. They profit from sickness, make money on disease. Big pharma owns the media, a deadly scheme. Psych drugs for kids, antidepressants for all. Drug companies laughing as we're taking the fall. They own the media, they own the schools. They push the narratives and treat us like fools. We the people have had enough of it, 'cause Bobby's here to flip the script. They target the thoughts inside your head. Corporations think we're better off dead. Unpacking the lies that we've been fed. Unpacking the lies that we've been fed. Bribing the bureaucrats at the FDA, keeping poison in products, making children pay. They censor the truth and silence the facts while inoculating everyone with toxic jabs. Ads on TV, they're selling us death. They want us popping pills till our final breath. Edward Bernays running psyops for days, killing people till there's no one left. They target the thoughts inside your head. Poison profits while we're all misled. The corporations think we're better. They threaten the doctors who told the truth. The products cause cancer, they know it's true.
We know it's true.
But they're making so much profit while killing you.
They're killing you.
They target the thoughts inside your head.
Your head.
Poison profits while we're all misled.
Misled.
The corporations think we're better. With your head to save yourself, get the truth instead. Unpacking the lies that we've been fed. Unpacking the lies that we've been fed.
Now at healthrangerstore.com, we have the matcha superfood formula to make an instant matcha tea loaded with superfoods. Check out the ingredients. I've got it on my screen here. Here it is, matcha superfood latte. And if you go down to the ingredients here, you'll see something pretty amazing. Not only is it made with this delicious coconut milk powder and the matcha powder, all laboratory tested, as you can see, all certified organic here, but we put in some chlorella and spirulina powder. And it's sweetened with monk fruit extract powder, but it's got functional mushrooms in here, reishi, shiitake, and so on, cordyceps.
So this has this incredible combination, including lion's mane. That's my favorite. This incredible combination of microalgae superfood as well as matcha, which has all of its own amazing benefits, plus the functional mushrooms. This is available right now, healthrangerstore.com. And show my desk. I want to give our audience a look. We've also got our amazing instant mashed potatoes, the cheesy, creamy, buttery mashed potatoes in the number 10 cans. And then if you want to beat the tariffs that may be coming on Manuka honey from Australia and goji berries from the Tibet regions of China, the high elevation, clean regions, you need to get them now. We've got the goji berries, laboratory tested, of course. We've got the Manuka honey, which is certified with the high bioactives in the honey. There's a lot of counterfeit Manuka honey out there. This is the real deal, certified in several different ways and laboratory tested. You can find all that at healthrangerstore.com. And then I want to show you one other thing that's really useful this time of year. We've got this. A lot of people don't even know about it. It's called the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend. 2 ounces, super potent blend. Let me show you some of the ingredients that you will find in this because it'll blow your mind. It's a spagyric maitake mushroom extract with shiitake and echinacea root extract together. And it's part ethanol and it's part water. So, you know, it's that combination that does a better extraction from the functional mushrooms here. So functional mushrooms plus echinacea in a laboratory tested certified organic format. Again, the Organic Daily Immune Complex Blend, 2 fluid ounces, available now, healthrangerstore.com. We've got hundreds of products for your health, for your kitchen, for your home, for preparedness, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com and know that every purchase there helps support our platform and our work to give back to humanity for freedom, health, and happiness. And thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.